Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Kicking off hour number two, the Tuesday night edition. We do this six nights a week. Weeknights, we do it from 8 till 10 o'clock Eastern Time at night. And then we also have the live Saturday show that we do from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And if you miss a moment, never fear. Well, we've got them all archived for you at freetalklive.com. Month's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in required. There's no membership fee. Just go get them on the house, freetalklive.com. To the phones we go, to Walt in Kansas City, listening on KCXL. Hello, Walt. You're on with Ian and Manwich.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Walt. What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to complain about having to listen to the news. I hate the news because it's all propaganda.
It really is. It's lies and innuendo, man.
Well, this is why I tell everybody to turn the TV off. You know, if you like being lied to, leave it on. You know,
well, you didn't have to listen. You could have just come back to the phone at 6 minutes after the hour and you would have.
Well, I don't know how long it's going to last.
Six and a half minutes. There you go.
Well, if it was 30 seconds, if it was 1 second, it was too long. Okay.
All right, Walt, well, you lived. Here you are. What's up?
First thing, I apologize for last night. I got caught up in a non-issue that you guys got caught up in, which is that piece of garbage called Bin Laden.
Uh-huh.
It's a non-issue. Doesn't matter. We got criminals in this country. Forget, who cares about that piece of trash? You know.
Yeah.
Okay? Second thing, you're talking about...
Don't you want to get him, though?
Walt, get him? I want to get George Bush and all the senators and congressmen.
Yeah, those are the real criminals.
No, wait. And I beg to differ with you guys. You said, well, there's a few good ones. I'll tell you how many good ones there are, buddy. How many went out to meet Bob Schultz and We the People Foundation? If they didn't go out to meet them, then get a rope for every damn one of them.
Not a one.
Okay, yeah. Then we'll just execute them all.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of all. I mean, Ron Paul, he's pretty good, but as you pointed out, he didn't show up either.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, if I was a senator, congressman, or any kind of representative, anything, I guarantee you I would have been pushing them. I'd have probably been walking hand, and I'd probably send my airplane out to get him and bring him to D.C.
You're too much of a, you're too high class. You wouldn't be able to live as a senator or a representative. You'd have to take your own life if you actually were.
No, I don't. I wouldn't do that because I feel in the company that I'd be in, I'd have enough people trying to take my life for me. Thank you. You know, now wait a minute. Let me get to this next thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. The FBI, the feds have infiltrated, obviously, the, Ku Klux Klan, the Black Panthers, the, everything bad, they infiltrate, and they say, well, they do it so we can get information. Now, you're talking about these Hells Angels guys, and I hate them because they make guys who just love to ride their old Harley, like me, look bad.
Yeah.
Now, what do I look like? I don't have tattoos all over me. I've still got my GI haircut, and I'll bet you I can arm wrestle you if you put your leg up. Against me.
Break my arm off.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I said, you know, in fact, I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you. You're called
Pitbull for a reason.
Well, I'm more of a threat to an enemy, unarmed, than if I've got a gun in my hand, because I could probably kill you.
Right. You don't want to get close to
all. I will hurt you otherwise. Anyway, okay, this is why I say we need to legalize drugs. Not that I'm into drugs. I hate drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no use for anybody that does them. But, now in this guy's case that needs that medical marijuana, who am I to say he does or doesn't?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
of course. You're not somebody I'm hanging out with, so I guess if you want to do it, then go ahead.
Yeah. Well, especially if you find that it helps your health problems.
This guy that called about the rave, you know what? He's already busted. You know why? He advertised it. And let me tell you something.
Well, nobody knows where he was. Now, hold on, Walt. Nobody knows where he was calling from.
No. It doesn't matter. Here's the bottom line. If you're listening, don't ever do that again, because let me tell you, the cops will bring whatever they want to bust you with.
Yeah, well, that's true.
We already know that.
That much is
true. But again, I mean, no cops are going to be able to determine where Brett lives. I mean, we didn't say what city in Iowa he was in. We just said in Iowa. So it's going to be kind of hard to
tell. I didn't even hear he was in Iowa, and it doesn't matter. I don't care. My attitude is live and let live. You know, I don't care what you're doing. You know,
if only more people had that attitude, Walt, we'd be so much better off.
Well, this is the problem. Like I said the other night when we were talking about, You know, let's go back to the Constitution. We had, what, two or three lawyers, maybe a half a dozen, and how many insurance companies did we have? None. You run into my car, you're a man. You say, oh, damn, well, man, look here. I got $100 now. Here's my phone number. Here's my address. Tell you what, let's get together, and I'll take care of your car, man. You see, yeah, man. We don't need insurance companies.
Yep,
but everybody is such low-life scumbags. That's why you have to have insurance companies.
You know, Walt, I want you to hang on while I explain what I was going to propose for the medical marijuana movement, for the movement of people that is trying to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes and just for recreational purposes. I want you to just just absorb this, Walt, and I want to get your comments.
I'd like to see it legalized completely.
I know. Hang on, Walt. I'm going to put you on hold so you can listen, because I know you like to talk. Walt, we're putting you on hold so you can listen now.
It's his chance to be a co-host.
I want him to hear this, because I know he'll be able to appreciate it. Now, what I pointed out last hour was that the reason why the cops pick on marijuana smokers, ravers, people like that is because they know they're pushovers. They know they can arrest them, throw them in the clink, take money from them, you know, charge them with court costs, charge them with whatever, put them under probation, and they'll just go along with it. They know that they will.
I used to have a friend that, this was in my early 20s, when I'd smoke pot. Every time we'd do it, he'd go out to the car and get a semi-automatic weapons. I mean, he'd have little, you know, automatic rifles that he'd want to show off and stuff.
While he was on marijuana?
Yeah, whenever we smoked.
But he likes to change.
It is strange, yes. I just like to say it's not the old...
No, I wouldn't recommend using weaponry.
I'm certain that it is unloaded.
While on... No, either way. Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's what I'm proposing, and it's pretty radical. We need to act more like the Hell's Angels. Because we've been trying for decades now, politically, to make changes, right? I mean, year after year, the medical marijuana movement has been pushing and pushing and trying to get some, you know, legislation passed, and even in over almost a dozen states now, they've been successful at it.
Yeah.
And that's good.
California three times.
Right, that's good and everything, but here you have the federal government coming in and saying, we don't care what you've done. We don't care about all your your referenda and your laws that you've passed that legalize medicinal marijuana. We're just going to keep enforcing it on you anyways. Why? Because we know you'll take it. Mm-hmm. We know you'll just sit there and shrug your shoulders and say, gosh, it's too bad this federal government's so mean. I guess I'll just have to go and take my punishment. Well, what would happen if somebody made a phone call to the prosecutor, made a phone call to the police department and said,
well, it'd be the FBI, right?
Whatever.
DEA?
Whoever's enforcing these bad laws, all bad laws. What if you made a phone call to him and said, hey, next time we see, because around here you can actually look at the arrest reports and see who was arrested for what and see who the arresting officer was. Hey, next time we see somebody getting picked up for drug possession, we're going to break the kneecaps of the officer that did that. What do you think they'd do?
Well, I think that those particular institutions we're talking about, the feds, are really well-armed folks. Mm-hmm. And I think that the personality of those people is that they in fact want you to do that.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
Walt, let's bring Walt back. Walt, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. What do you think they'd do, Walt?
Well, I agree with what he just said, and the only way you could actually make that phone call without them knowing who it was is on your prepaid cell phone.
You could also use a pay phone.
Well,
you use a prepaid cell phone or a pay phone.
But boy, they'll try to keep you on the phone. You know,
but do you see what I'm saying? I mean, what if federal agents started getting their legs broken over arresting marijuana smokers? Do you think the war on drugs would continue for very much longer after that?
Well, I think it's it would. These guys are stupid. They're stupid.
Well, then let them get their legs broken. They can be stupid in a wheelchair. Thanks for the call, Walt. We appreciate hearing from you. Got no more time. Thanks, dude. 800-259-5791. Let them be stupid in a wheelchair. See how many people they can arrest then.
You know, the enemy is constantly threatening to kill our soldiers. You don't see our soldiers backing down.
Hey, they want a war on drugs. I say we give them a war on drugs.
It's a quasi-military institution.
More coming back. Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Toll free, 1-800-259-5791 is Ian here with you. And Manwich, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the listener map there. You just go to map.freetalklive.com. You can add in your location. You punch in your location, your name, add a photo if you'd like, even a phrase to go along with your entry. Over 700 of our listeners have already added themselves to the listener map at map.freetalklive.com. So get involved in that. Now let me ask you, Manwich, my last suggestion in the last segment, pretty radical.
Very radical.
Pretty dangerous sounding. And do you think that I was violating libertarian principles by making this suggestion? My suggestion was that the cops that enforce bad laws, like drug laws, should be punished.
I do not think that you are violating libertarian principles.
Why? Because the libertarian principle says that I don't support or advocated the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals.
But clearly, if the government has initiated force first, then returning force is not the avocation of.
Okay, that's how I see it. I agree with you.
I don't see that necessarily is it. I just think that you need a larger constituency to believe that violence has been initiated. Like, most people don't believe violence has been initiated. I do.
I see.
I think that you need more people, you know, as though somehow majority, not even majority, I'm not talking about majority, but somehow more people makes it right. There is a certain level of reality and agreement, and I think we need more people in the agreement. I'm still of the opinion of the, I can't remember what the author's name is of the book that we had here on the show, but, you know, her quote was that the government's in a funny, an awkward age.
It's too early, Claire Wolf,
too early
to shoot the bastards.
It's too late to do anything and too early to shoot the bastards. And I'm of the opinion it's still too early to shoot the bastards.
I'm not saying we should shoot them. I'm just saying they should be hurt.
Well,
that's all. They're enforcing bad law. And, you know, I would love to see this end peacefully. I would love to see the war on drugs come to a close. Everybody, the cops just admit they're wrong, because plenty of cops have realized that we're going to have law enforcement against prohibition on the show in early February. We're going to have a 14-year narcotics officer on the show with us to talk about how it is that he had totally changed his mind on the war on drugs. So there are plenty of cops that are figuring out that this is a bad idea, this war on drugs thing. So I'd love to see it just come to a close. Just a truce, just the cops saying, you know what, we were wrong. This whole time, all these decades, arresting all these people, destroying people's lives, destroying their families, separating parents from children, and just ruining people's lives. We were wrong, and we're sorry, and now it's over. I would love for it to happen like that. I want it to happen that way, but
I'm
But when I see cases like Steve Cubby, when I see a case of a man who has adrenal cancer, who would be living in pain if it weren't for marijuana, when I see this guy being ordered by the government to return to the United States, where he's fled from because of prosecution by the federal authorities, to return to be imprisoned, where he's not going to have access to the medicine that makes him, you know, being able to stay alive, where he can't access this. That's horrible. It's so, I mean, I can't even fathom what Steve Cubby must be feeling and thinking about right now. 2 days. 2 days away from his deadline, to his deadline where he has to return to the United States. When I see stories like this, and I see innocent people, people who've never hurt anybody else,
right,
being threatened with prison and death. No, they're not putting him into the electric chair, but they might as well. At least then the torture wouldn't go on as long. At least then he wouldn't, you know, have the adrenal cancer painfully torturing him to death. You're going to kill this man over a plant? You're going to kill somebody. You people are insane. This is what makes me think it's gone too far. When will this stop?
The thing is that your enemy is faceless and liquid. They would be very difficult for you to do anything about it.
Well, they're not faceless. I mean, yes, some of them raid homes in black masks and that sort of thing, but they can all be followed home. They can all, you can find out where these guys live. Cops aren't immune to that sort of thing. They all live somewhere in your town.
Well, yeah, a copper, sure. I mean, you know, the guy who works and lives in your town, yeah, that's true. But not a DEA agent. Who knows where these guys are?
No, I don't. I don't have any suggestions for you. But all I'm telling you is,
and I don't think that now's the time to do anything about it either. Personally, I mean, Steve Cubby does have a couple of options:
run and hide.
Now, right. I'm not saying that it's the greatest option in the world. It's certainly not the option that I would want to have.
His options are run and hide or die.
But I'll tell you what: if my option was to go to jail and then die slowly and painfully,
right,
I'm going to run and hide. I understand that that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not going to make the choice otherwise.
Then what happens when they come after you?
Well, you're going to continue running and hiding.
What happens if they find you?
Well, then you're going to die.
Should you go out in a blaze of glory?
I
mean, if they're going to put you in the clink and you're going to die in there.
I don't think he'll have the option to do that, because he's going to have to run and hide. And he's running and hiding in socialist countries where you're not allowed to have guns and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, in Canada, you can have a gun. But I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't come back to the United States.
Do you understand my frustration?
I do understand your frustration. I do.
I've seen my friends of mine have been put in jail, and I've never been really close to a situation like Steve Cubby. I mean, we've talked to his wife.
It's a very unusual situation.
We've talked to his wife on the phone, and I feel, you know, I feel how I feel based on what I know.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine how I would feel if I was close to Steve, if I had known him for, you know, a decade, and known that a good friend of mine was about to be put into jail with a death sentence, essentially. I'm just saying, there's got to be some other way to do this, because the political options aren't working. They don't care. The federal government's just laughing in the state's faces. What can we do about this? I mean, how soon is it going to change? And why do we have to wait until another law is passed?
Well, there's only a couple of things that one can do about it. And, you know, you can only join the Free State Project. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, I'm sorry to keep on sounding like a broken record, coming back to the same thing.
The Free State Project is your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. So for more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, because it's time for another revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
Hopefully this revolution will be a bloodless one.
I hope so, too.
Yeah. I'm reading about the revolution, and the American Revolution,
yeah.
And all along, step by step, it seems like the British wanted it just as bad as the Americans
wanted
did.
Blood, you mean?
Yeah. Well, they wanted a conflict,
yeah,
just as badly. And it could be the representation of the author and that kind of thing, but it seems to me that he's showing factual evidence.
Well, that's what a couple of people that were calling, that's what our board op was saying, that if you were to, for instance, enact violence on bad cops, that they would just eat it up and they would get even more bad and more violent as a result of that.
I think there would be a period of time where that was true.
Which is possible. But I gotta say, man, it's getting frustrating. It really is. So we need to, we definitely need to make a stand. And I agree with you, man, which the Free State Project is the sensible option here. And civil disobedience is a sensible option. I know they're talking about possibly doing like a marijuana civil disobedience up in New Hampshire next year, which will be good. However, they might actually have to start with cigarettes, because the state of New Hampshire has... It's amazing that it's happening in New Hampshire, but the state of New Hampshire, one of the representatives or senators there, has proposed a cigarette ban for businesses in New Hampshire. So the fight's on, man. The fight's on in New Hampshire right now to protect the liberty that they have there, and I hope they're up to the challenge, because those anti-smoking Nazis, they're busy. They're very busy, and they know what they want.
Yeah.
They're going to fight for it. So this should be interesting to watch and be involved in. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control of the show.
You need your cup of coffee each morning, right? But you're not sure if it's right for your health. Now there's Gano Coffee. Gano Coffee is the new low-acid, low-caffeine, naturally healthy coffee. What makes Gano Coffee special is the secret ingredient Ganoderma, a concentration of red reishi mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. 2 to 3 packets of Gano Coffee can replace a whole pot of coffee. All-natural Gano Coffee tastes great and is a smart alternative for optimal health and longevity. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Sample Gano Coffee for yourself for only the cost of shipping and handling. Try Gano Coffee today. Visit www.coffeeontheair.com. That's coffeeontheair.com. Or call 866-271-3653. That's 866-271-3653. Call now.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $750 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $750 on select styles. Offer ends 2/25/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-300-8069. Call now. 1-800-300-8069.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791, toll free. You take control of the show, bring up anything. 800-259-5791, it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the bulletin board system. Over 77,000 posts for you to surf around through. Well, over 1,100 people interacting there. It's all free, fun stuff, serious issues, they're all there. freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. So we were talking about the out-of-control war on drugs and the fact that political solutions don't seem to be very effective. It doesn't seem to matter if the majority of the people in an area want to vote for medical marijuana. DEA doesn't care. They're going to come right in and raid your clinics anyway. They're going to come in and do a no-knock raid on your house in the middle of the night like they did with Steve Covey and confiscate the plants that you might be growing. And they don't care because they're the big, bad federal government. Well, now it's going to get worse, Manwich. Because it must, I guess it has to get worse before it can get better, huh? Before people start waking up from their slumber and realizing we're being tyrannized? I don't even lost the word.
Terrorized by the terrorists.
Terrorized, yes. We are being terrorized by this government. And, in fact, Paul Craig Roberts has got some interesting stuff to point out from LouRockwell.com. A provision in the new Patriot Act creates a new federal police force with the power to violate the Bill of Rights.
What?
You might think that this can't be true, as you've not read about it yet in newspapers or heard it discussed by talking heads on television. Well, just go to House Report, whatever, 109, blah, 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 U.S. Patriot Improvement and Reauthorization Act of 2005, according to Section 605, quote, "There is hereby created and established a permanent police force to be known as the United States Secret Service Uniform Division."
Oh, my God. Can you... Oh, my God.
"This new federal police force is, quote, subject to the supervision of the Secretary of Homeland Security. The new police are empowered to, quote..."
This is it, folks. I mean, this is it.
Yeah, this is it.
This is what it was like when the SS was created.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be...
You're not exaggerating.
This is it, man. The Secret Service Uniform Division.
We just have the ability, thankfully, to talk about it at this point. We can still talk about it in this country. That's like the only difference between us and Nazi Germany. The speech was a little more suppressed there, I think.
I don't know.
Until they created it.
They really had that. I mean, well, wait for another 10 years. Let's see.
Here's their powers, according to the document. They're empowered to, quote, "make arrests without warrant for any offense against the United States." An offense against the United States, whatever that means.
Whatever that means, because the United States doesn't really exist. I mean, it's just a line in the dirt.
Right. And committed in their presence, or for any felony cognizable under the laws of the United States, if they have reasonable grounds to believe that the person to be arrested has committed or is committing such a felony. The new police are assigned a variety of jurisdictions, including, quote, "an event designated under section blah, 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 title a special event of national significance," which abbreviated as SENS. A special event of national significance is neither defined, nor does it require the presence of a protected person, such as the president.
Does it have to be committed by an enemy combatant?
Nope. Thus, the administration and perhaps the police themselves can place the SENS designation on any event. Once an SENS designation is placed on an event, the new federal police are empowered to keep out and to arrest people at their discretion.
Mm.
The language conveys enormous discretionary and arbitrary powers. What is an offense against the United States? What are reasonable grounds? You can bet that the Alito-Roberts Court will rule that it's whatever the executive branch says it is.
You know, and that's the God's honest truth. That's exactly what's going to happen. Alito and Roberts and therefore enough votes. This is it. You know, the Supreme Court's stacked.
Yep.
We've now got a secret police that gets to make the rules up as it goes.
The obvious purpose of the act is to prevent demonstrations at Bush-Cheney events. However, nothing in the language limits the police powers from being used only in this way. Like every law in the United States, this law will also be expansively interpreted and abused. It has dire implications for freedom and freedom of association and First Amendment rights. We can take for granted that the new federal police will be used to suppress dissent and to break up opposition. The brown shirts are now arming themselves with a Gestapo. Many naive Americans, will write to me to explain that this new provision in the reauthorization of the Patriot Act is necessary to protect the president and other high officials from terrorists from harm at the hands of angry demonstrators. No one else will have anything to fear, they'll say. Some will accuse me of being an alarmist. And others will say that it's unpatriotic to doubt the law's good intentions. How dare you question? How dare you question our supreme leaders in Washington? They have our best interests in mind. Aren't you a patriot, Manwich? Patriots keep their mouths shut.
You know, I'm a patriot, and hearing this, I hadn't heard this before. Like, it really depresses me. It makes me want to cry. Like, I could, right now, start crying.
Americans will write such nonsense despite the fact that the president and foreign dignitaries are already provided plenty of protection by the Secret Service. Remember when Vice President Gore at the time came out here to Sarasota, where we're at,
mm-hmm.
and we were out on the island? They locked that sucker down.
We couldn't get off. I mean, we could have starved to death.
Apparently, that's not good enough, though. Apparently, that's not enough. We need more security. More. More. More.
Well, who cares if they kill the politicians? They're our servants. Yeah. They're there as the first line to protect us.
Mm.
Please. I mean, that's what... They're there to serve us. Why isn't it that we have to... I mean, all these hindrances to our freedoms, it's them who should be hindered in their freedoms.
So, for many Americans, the light just refuses to turn on. In Nazi Germany, did no one but the Jews have anything to fear from the Gestapo? By Stalin's time, Lenin and Trotsky had eliminated all members of the oppressor class, but that didn't stop Stalin from sending millions of enemies of the people into the gulag. It's extremely difficult to hold...
By the way, ultimately killing Trotsky.
It's extremely difficult to hold even local police forces accountable. Who's going to hold accountable a federal police protected by Homeland Security and the president? These people have carte blanche to do whatever the hell it is that they want to do. And as you pointed out, who the hell are these guys, man? Which these federal thugs? Who's going to be able to figure out who these guys are? They want a war? It's a war on Americans' freedom. Why don't they just call it war on your freedoms?
The terrorists won. If it is that to destroy the American lifestyle, as you hear all the conservatives saying,
they hate our freedom.
Well, it's got, you know, the freedoms are gone. They're gone.
They're going quick.
The Secret Service Uniform Division, I'm sorry, our freedoms are gone. They're on their way out the door.
Yeah, I mean, they're padding the grave. They're putting some dirt on the grave at this point. And, you know, there's still like a corpse. I mean, there's like a semi-alive corpse. That's the American people. And
yeah. They're trying to bury us alive, that's for certain.
They're sort of just suffocating and saying, well, we must be in here for protective purposes. It's really dark, though. 800-259-5791. And I must say the future of this country is very dark. And it's very frightening. And why are we the only ones talking about this?
How can they possibly maintain an empire and the means to support that empire? That's us. We're the means to support the empire because we pay for all
that's
the
right.
stuff that happens. You don't see the rest of these countries out forking out cash money to
how
pay.
How many of you suckers are going to pay on April 15th this year after all this crap? The SSS or whatever the hell they're calling it, the Super Supremes Secret Service Protective Forces, the intrusions on our liberties and our freedoms. What, are you going to still hand over the money on April 15th? I say, screw them. Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. More coming up. We got more police state stuff coming up.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir's created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful frontline of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. You'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything, political issue, personal problem. You still have some freedom of speech in this country. 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo specifically for the purpose of showing them off. It's not a beauty contest, though. It's women of all shapes, sizes, ages, colors. They're participating because they like Free Talk Live, and they want to show it. And that's what it's all about. They're validated photos, which means in the pictures, they show, they prove that they listen to the show. Go get the details at freetalklive.com.
They love the show. They want to show it, and some want to show it more than others.
Let's go to Jeff in Colorado. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich.
Yeah, guys. I've heard you guys talk about, you know, the police, and I've heard some callers call in and talk about some of the misconduct of different law enforcement agencies. And
right.
Basically, you know, it includes police officers, deputies, DEA, FBI.
Of course. It's widespread and all over the place. Border Patrol, you name it.
It's widespread all over. And I just wanted to tell everybody, there's actually a complaint form that you can actually file a complaint. I heard one guy.
With who?
Well, if you go to... it's something called FBI Watch, and it's for any law enforcement officer. Just go to freewebs.com/FBI Watch.
All right.
Yeah, so that's it, and it's got a complaint form on there.
Who does it go to?
These people actually help you get an attorney, and if you have any problems with police misconduct, whether it be federal or state, or it can even be a park ranger.
Nothing happens, though, Jeff. You can file all the complaints you want.
Well, no, they
have the cops. Nothing happened.
They help you get a lawyer to file a lawsuit for misconduct.
Good luck. Most lawyers won't take on the cops because they're scared of them.
That's true. And you know what? I found that out here in Denver. A lot of these attorneys are scared of the police.
For good reason. They know the cops will come after them.
Yeah. And in any event, you know, just like when I was on a talk radio show and I was talking about some things on my website, and next thing I know, I go outside, I'm about to cross the street, and I'm surrounded by three Colorado State Police and two FBI agents who start threatening me and telling me, don't call Congress, you know, don't, yeah, they said, don't.
Why haven't they come and threatened me yet? I have an internationally syndicated radio show, and I haven't received any threats
from
them.
Well, I was on a nationally syndicated radio show, and I was talking about, well, there's a video that you can type in Google, conspiracy of...
All right, go ahead.
Anyways, I was talking about that and a couple other things about Dino Corporation. And the next thing I know about, I got me some lunch, and about an hour later, I went to go cross the street, and I see these guys easing up behind me, and the next thing I know, and they wrote me a ticket.
Mm. See, now here's the difference, Ian. Jeff knows the truth. You're just a rambling idiot.
Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-5791. So talking about the out-of-control police state here, it looks like Homeland Security's
By
got...
By the way, he's got the best voice in the show.
That's right. It's Jeff from Colorado.
He's DJ Blaze. So looks like we've got some email here from, well, an update, I guess, on Homeland Security's plans for your safe deposit box. Tell me about that, man. What are they going to do to your safe deposit box?
Well, you can be certain it's nothing good.
Some people have these things. You get them at your bank, and you can place valuables in them and important papers and that sort of thing.
Bank of America, and Compass Bank managers were told Homeland Security will confiscate safe deposit boxes. A family member from Irvine, California, who's a branch manager at Bank of America, told us 2 weeks ago that her bank held a workshop where the last 2 days were dedicated to discussing their bank's new security measures.
Mm.
During these last 2 days, the workshop included members from the Homeland Security Office who instructed them on how to field calls from customers and what they are to tell them in the event of a national disaster. Why does a bank care? She said that they were told how only agents from Homeland Security, during such an event, would be in charge of opening safe deposit boxes and determining what items would be given to bank customers.
What?
Apparently during...
Can you read that again, please?
Okay. She said they were told how only agents from Homeland Security, during such an event, would be in charge of opening safe deposit boxes and determining what items would be given to bank customers.
This is nothing more than an armed gang. This is an armed gang that is going to use the excuse of a national disaster, whatever that is, you know, another terrorist attack, hurricane hitting somewhere, just like they did in New Orleans. Just like they did there. They used their power to take stuff from Walmart. The cops are walking out with TV sets and stuff like that. In this case, if a disaster strikes, the plan is now that the Homeland Security guys are going to go where the money is. They're going to go where the money is so they can, prevent the terrorists from accessing the nuclear weapons they put in the safe deposit box? No! They're going to go there, and they're going to say, oh, you need diamonds? No, we can't let you take that out.
Well, you see, the thing is what if Homeland Security was going to the bank and then allowing or not allowing people to take stuff out of their boxes, then they could look into a given box and then say, you know, there's clearly no weapons of mass destruction in your box. You may take it home. Well, actually, you don't take the box, but you take its contents.
There's more there. Yeah.
At this point, they were told that no weapons, cash, gold, or silver will be allowed to leave the bank. Only various paperwork will be given to its owners.
Yeah.
After discussing the matter with them...
You're not going to let me take my wealth?
Right. Of course they're not.
They're going to take it.
Because it doesn't have anything to do with...
they're going to take it.
I don't know whether they're going to take it.
They're going to take it. Just like they took stuff in New Orleans. They've got power. They're going to abuse it. Now they're going to be able to. Now they're going to be sitting outside of the safe deposit box area in my bank and going through my possessions and saying, "Well, you can take this with you." "Well, no, you can't take that. That's too dangerous. Gold? We can't let you have that."
Are they going to shoot somebody in the back who's running out of the bank with their gold?
Maybe so. 800-259-5791. I guess we just have to wait for the first national disaster to find out what happens. By the way,
the bank employees are told not to discuss this with anyone.
But they did. Mm-hmm. Somebody did discuss it. They leaked it out. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-5791. It is toll-free, 800-259-5791. We got enough time for your call, if you make it. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff on our website, and it's all free. Archives, the bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, and more, all of it on the house. If you appreciate the fact that we give you everything for free, then consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for $3 a month. That $3 a month will go to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get the message of freedom and liberty out to as many people as possible, because, yeah, there are some talk show hosts that claim to be libertarians, but they're not. They just say so, because it's cool to be different for them. This is the only show out there. I mean, really, is there anybody else syndicated, at least, with a message like ours? With a message of consistent pro-freedom, pro-liberty, this is the time to stand up, get active, stop sitting around and waiting for something to happen. Because the longer you wait for other people to pick up the ball and make freedom happen, the more likely you're going to be in shackled and in some gulag someday.
You know, the other libertarian talk show host out there wouldn't even understand what we're talking about. Like, he's so not libertarian.
Yeah.
Just Republican shill.
So, if you like the show and you want to help us get on more stations, we're on about a dozen right now. More coming down the pipe, I promise you. I got some good, hot prospects out there.
Man, There's been some good news that I've heard inside reporter.
Yes, behind the scenes. And a lot of it's happening because of you guys out there amping the show at amp.freetalklive.com. We got over 160 of our listeners that are amplifiers at this point, and they're enjoying some of the perks of being an amplifier. They get special archives, they get classic archives, the amplifier-only dial-in line. We had Brett on the line earlier on the amplifier line. I got to start identifying it so people know when amplifiers call in. But there's some cool stuff you get as an amplifier for $3 a month, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you can't afford it, that's okay. I mean, we're all, you know, some people have really tight budgets and it's tough. Then there's other things you can do. You can call your local talk stations. You can go to local.freetalklive.com and get information on that. It's easy to do, and it's really powerful.
Oh, it's really powerful. You can also vote for us in the beginning of the month at vote.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that.
You can vote at any time of the month if you haven't voted in that month.
I want to promote local.freetalklive.com a little bit more. We haven't really promoted it very much on the air, and it's a neat thing because it's part of our bulletin board system. You just go to local.freetalklive.com. You'll see all 50 American states, and if you're somewhere else in the world, you can call there. You can call your local stations there. It'll just be really tough to get us on.
Yeah, but it would.
I mean, it'll be tough to convince a program director in the United Kingdom to add Free Talk Live to their lineup. But, hey, phone call never hurts. But anyway, it's primarily for United States listeners. You go into the state that you live in, and you can post a message there with the name of the city that you are in, and then I'll post all the radio stations there. I'll reply to your post and give you the contact info for your local talk stations. And then you just make a couple phone calls. And it makes a huge difference.
We, of course, don't know the radio stations in other countries. I think we would know in Canada.
Yeah, we can find Mexico. Canada. Now, Mexico, I can't pull that info.
No, they don't have the X.
Not on the radio locator.
Mm.
No.
Okay.
So there's a variety of things you can do. Of course, the other easiest thing you can do is tell your friends about Free Talk Live and get them tuned in. Because it's tough to bring people over to the message of liberty. It's so sad that we have to sell liberty to people in this day and age. But one thing's for sure, people are more likely to buy a vacuum cleaner from a stranger than they are from you, if they know you. Isn't that right, Manwich? I mean, strangers can sell a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
So don't worry about trying to sell liberty to people. I mean, unless you're really good at it, really persuasive, just send them our way. And they'll either come our direction, or they'll freak out. We'll be back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. See you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. For my-